Okay, thank you. The last presentation of the session is a really promising topic about the combination of religious and gastronomic tourism. So please make your presentation.
Hello everyone. I'm so glad to be part of this meeting. And the topic that I'm presenting is the gastronomic activities in the pilgrimage route of San Ignacio de Loyola. Before I start, I would like to say that my master thesis was about the analysis of the all activities that are carrying out in the Ignacian route. But for this presentation, we decided to focus in the gastronomic part and we start a new research. So this is the first stage of our investigation. I will introduce to you who is San Ignacio and his pilgrimage route. The Ignatian Way recreates the steps of San Ignacio followed in 1522 from his hometown of Azepeita, that is in Guipúzcoa, to Manresa, that is the final point. This road for Ignacio was meant to reach the holy city of Jerusalem. But this July of this year, will be 500 years since San Ignacio passed through the Catalan lands, and this fact has been used to carry out this research. San Ignacio is a unique and important person, founder of the Jesuit order, and who passed the change of the religious life in Catalan lands, especially in Manresa. But he was also a person who paid close attention to food patterns and gastronomy. So for that reason, an analysis of the different gastronomic activities are that are on the way is presented in order to be able to detect if it makes sense with the values and criteria that San Ignacio had. Well, this is the whole route, and this part is the Catalan one, that the municipalities were Lleida, Verdú, Manresa, Igualada, Montserrat, but it remains one here, that is Palau d'Anglesola, because it's a really small village. And the research method has been qualitative through a series of interviews with the heads of the tourist office and the analysis of the web pages of each municipality. The interviews have been divided into three sections to know the offer, the demand, and the gastronomic trends from the perspective of a professionals. This has been done in 2021, but we want to do some interviews again at the key points of the route, for example, in Manresa, just as it is the great year. Also, a letter has been drawn up with the different criteria and values to be followed by San Ignacio, and this will be for comparing the activities that are carrying out now. And then if they are have relation or not. The review academic literature has looked at the concepts of gastronomy linked to spirituality and San Ignacio. This research has been extended to conscious gastronomic tourism as it is deeply rooted in San Ignacio, as well as slow food. Through the interviews that have been carried out, it has been possible to find the gastronomic activities that are doing today in the different municipalities that make up the Ignatian Way. Also, with the research of the academic literature and the list of criteria and values, it has been possible to begin to see if the gastronomic offer has meaning and relationship with the values of San Ignacio. The different activities have been divided into three sections. The first one is activities and establishments related to wine and distillates. The second, producers and local products. And the third one, restaurants and unique projects related to slow food and market cuisine. Now I will explain a little bit the activities that are carrying out in every municipality. Some of them are more extended than the others. But in Lleida, we can find the wine route, that is a route that promotes the sustainable and quality wine tourism. This wine has the DO Custes del Segre, that is a quality lab. And in Verdú, we can have harvest, grape, and wine festival that takes advantage of different gastronomic activities to promote local cuisine. Also, we can find different wineries that do visits. In Tàrrega, there's Carbireres de Cellers, that is a wine shop of the DO Custes del Segre. And we can do a tasting and breakfast between viners in Tàrrega, that there are different wineries and meals where the producers themselves do a tasting wines and breakfast between viners and olive groves. Then in Cervera, there's an ecological wines. And well, not in Cervera itself, but yes, in a town that is really near, that it's called L'Atmella, you can find ecological wines, and they are under the DO Custes del Segre. Also, there's a liquor store of La Sagarra where you can find the most popular liquors and in that shop. In Igualada, there's Igualavins. Igualavins, that is a private establishment dedicated to creating gastronomic and enological experiences where people can go to dinner and taste wine with the advice, explanations, and recommendations of a professional. Also, there's a former winery of the Igualada Viners Union, that it's a winery that has been closed for many years, but has recovered to be able to make, in collaboration with farmers, wines together. Then we find Montserrat. There's a liquor tasting. Apart from the traditional tasting, liquor tastings are also available on request, accompanied by a suitable menu prepared by a hotel manager. And the final point of the route is Manresa, and there you can visit the La Fira Viva, that is a Bages wine specialist fair. Also, there's a Bages Terra de Vins, that is also a private establishment, but they offer different cultural, natural, and adventure activities, and they combine it with the wine and the gastronomy of the Bages region. And finally, there's an interesting activity directly related to Ignacio, San Ignasi, that is tasting the Ignatian way. This is a gastronomic and a cultural proposal that is being carried out this year, in this 2022, to know part of the Ignatian way. Through different wines and their gastronomy, the aim is to know and take a trip through the 5 autonomous communities through which the road passes. So on the first Friday of every month, there is a tasting with 3 wines and local gastronomic accompaniment. And the tasting will be led by different sommeliers and professionals in the field to give voice to each municipality. Then is the second section that is about producers and local products. Here in Lleida, we find the L'Horta de Lleida, the vegetable garden of Lleida. This has driven an initiative that is based on producers showing their land and telling their story, as well as showing different gastronomic techniques, for example, making canned tomatoes. This is what Pifarre Farm is currently doing. Also, we find the snail, that is a very important gastronomic element in Lleida, and this is the star product, and different gastronomic days are held around this product during the months of May and June. Then we find also different products in Lleida with DO. For example, for the wine is DO Custes del Segre, and for the oil is DOP Garrigas. In Verdú, we harvest grape and wine festival. And in Tàrrega, there's the Trust Food of La Vall del Corb. This is a walking route through the area, and you can see stalls with typical gastronomic products. And then in Cervera, there's different local markets where you can find typical recipes, traditional food, and all of that, as well as in Igualado, that it's called Bada Mercat, and festivals and fairs of local product. In Montserrat, there's La Coca, that is a traditional local product, and you can afford it in the shop of the mountain. And also the seals. The seal of the gastronomy of Montserrat. This is a differentiating brand of the products that are made both in the monastery and in the whole mountain. Products such as oil, honey, liquors, and another kind of food can be found there. And also the peasant stalls, the different farmers in the area go up to Montserrat to sell their products. And then in Manresa, we can find the gastronomic days of the Ignatian Way. This is about producers and professionals from the gastronomic sector that come together, and the population is invited to taste the different local products. In addition, it has speakers specializing in gastronomy and enology. And in Palau d'Anglesola, we can find also the cheese factory called Camps, that it consists of elaboration of artisan cheeses, and where the option is given to know the workshop to see which is the process of elaboration, as well as acquire the products. And then the last section is restaurants and unique projects related to slow food and market cuisine. In Lleida, you can find traditional cuisine and signature cuisine. For traditional cuisine, there's several restaurants. For example, l'Antiquari Tapas, that is a gastrobar with fresh market products. El Celler del Roser, that is a restaurant that is in constant research on the basis of traditional Catalan cuisine. And En Familia, that is perfect for tasting the traditional Lleida food. Then for the signature cuisine, we have, for example, Parador de Lleida, that is a church converted into a restaurant with high quality cuisine. In Tarraga, we can find a restaurant called Cava Tapas on the Plate, on its cuisine is based on the use of natural and cooked products with simplicity to offer market cuisine. In Cervera, there's a place called L'Antic Forn, that is based on slow food with local product and 0 kilometer. And then there's a one for me really interesting, that is that in Igualada, is a restaurant Hotel Somiatritas, that it is an architectural gastronomic project that has an industrial aesthetic with elements that decorate the space and refer to the origin and history of the building. Both for the uniqueness of the space and for the quality of their cuisine, they have received several awards. One of them is the Gourmand Bib in 2017 by the Michelin Guide, which recognizes good value for money. And finally, in 2021, it received the Green Star from the Michelin Guide in recognition of its commitment to the environment. And finally, in Manresa, we can find Cau de l'Ateneu, which is a restaurant that is characterized by its market cuisine, local products, and slow food. Now, I would like to say, well, to show the relationship of the activities that I have shown with the values of San Ignasi. Almost all the activities analyzed have the traditional and autochthonous component, elements that form part of the criteria of San Ignasi. For example, the importance of integrating local customs, knowing how to cook traditional recipes, culinary traditions, and sharing the food with the others are something that San Ignasi really had. And also many activities do take part in the place, showing their way of doing things, such as different cheese workshops, what we have seen in Palau d'Anglesola, and L'Horta de Lleida with the Pifarre farm, that they show you how to do the local food. At this point, activities are carried out where the workshop itself shows how to proceed and treat the product. However, there is a shortcoming in integrating Ignatian narrative into the various activities. The activities that are related directly with San Ignasi are those that take place in Manresa. But both activities aim to integrate the Ignatian narrative through food. However, it remains to be seen how level of application of Ignatian values will be carried out. They should talk about food patterns without excesses or limitations, that are so rooted to San Ignasi. Also, through the interviews, we can have a view of the trends, the different tendencies in relation to the local culture, and the elements that form part of the gastronomy have been analyzed. So the first one is that the trends mark the increase in interest in the local product and the way of life of the locals. Also, there is a growth in cultural visits, taking into account the gastronomy that is part of the cultural of a territory. And increasingly, quality seals have more value, as well as exclusive experiences and the incorporation of local cuisine in the different activities. So far, it has been seen that the municipalities that make up the Ignatian Way have a very varied gastronomic offer. This integrates the local product. A lot of offers are related to wine and all the activities that it entails, the incorporation of workshops in tourist activities and restaurants and projects related to market cuisine, kilometer zero, and slow food. However, Ignatian narrative is not integrated into almost any activity. Given that all municipalities are part of the Ignatian Way, the Ignatian values that currently fit the social needs could be further strengthened. These values are based on paying attention to food patterns, quality over quantity, and sharing this experience with the others. So more analysis of the activities and interviews need to be done just to finish seeing what values are missing to integrate, as well as to see if any activity has changed during this 2022. And I would like to say, to ending, that for me, I mean, this route compete with Santiago's route, but everybody knows about Santiago's. And I think that it could be a good opportunity to give to those who make the Ignatian route memorable experiences through gastronomy, because I think that is something that nowadays we really go for it. And if you are doing the route and you can have some experiences related to local customs, gastronomy, traditional recipes, and also you have the values of the San Ignasi, who is the founder of this route, it could be a great thing to improve it, and maybe can be a famous pilgrimage route here in Spain. Nowadays it's not so common, but I hope someday can be.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Is there any question?
Gemma, can I ask, how do you find the documentation on St. Ignatius? I think we've all
mentioned it.
Yeah. How do you find the documentation to be aware of his values and be able to build that into the tourism?
Yeah, I have read several books of him and of his order. In Montserrat, I asked for them because they have a great register of different documents, also books and all of that. And also in the literature academic, there's some people that has mentioned it and has investigated about him, but it's something that needs to be done more because it's not something that you can find easily. Maybe the next step is also have an interview with some Jesuits that maybe can know him more than anyone. And
yeah. It would be nice to have a little document on the route, you know, so that you can find out about the link between the place and the saint at each step when you stop to eat or whatever.
Ritual exercises of San Ignatius are quite well known. So when they promoted this route, they based this on these exercises. So the exercises are based in four stages. So the route is divided into four stages as well. And in some point is mentioned also about feeding and about the role that food may have in spirituality. But it's true that it needs to be highlighted somehow because it's not
a bit of depth, you know. Yeah. Feels this content in it.
Yeah. But I think that we have future in this field because we have some students working on this. So. So maybe it's now, we have time for discussion, maybe if you want. There's still some minutes. More questions, discussion?
Its values,
No, not really. I mean, there's only two activities related with San Ignasi that are those who is in Manresa, that they offer you food and tell you who are San Ignasi and all of that, but there's not really, I don't know, I imagine doing something like mindful eating or activities more related to San Ignasi. I also have teaching also, because he was a great defender of quality over quantity, but also not, he was not strict to not eating anything, or he eats everything, but with the correct quantity and the quality. And I think this is any activity who promotes that or are teaching that nowadays. This year Manresa is trying to push this, because it's a great year this year, but the government of Spain now, it has done some funders to Manresa to try to make activities and promote that. And also what I have done in my master thesis was propose that all the touristic offices of every municipality should be one. I mean, make activities related with not only your municipality, if not with the next point and the point before. Yeah, coordination, because if not, I think it won't be have sense.
There are two things. One is the pilgrimage route is already organized by the Jesuits, who are the ones that have the different spots on the route. And Manresa is the main point, because it's the last stage of the pilgrimage route. Could be like Santiago, but so all pilgrims arrive to Manresa because it's... So the one promoting this initiative related to gastronomy was the municipality of Manresa. So the municipality of Manresa started to work on how to promote the Ignatian gastronomy, let's say, and he did several research together with Fundación Alicia. I'm not sure if you are aware of this foundation. It's a foundation for researching in food and gastronomy. So they work together for trying to go much more in deep in what San Ignacio said about food, and also what could be promoted as a tourist product in Manresa. So the idea initially was to work on the basis of Manresa, but then we decided to just see if there were some connections all over the way. So the fact is that during the way, there are no connections in Manresa because of the municipality they are working with this. And I think I met that, yeah.
And hoping this works so that the people online can hear as well and contribute, hopefully. You guys are talking as if you still lived 20 years ago. Yeah, you are. Where, how do we actually digitalize pilgrimage routes? How do we make the pilgrims do the talk for you? What's that consideration? Please come up with ideas. Come on, help me. Help you.
Yeah, so
it's complicated, but I know, for example, in Manresa, there's an activity where you walk with an iPod, and then you listen, the city is talking to you, but there's a woman from Africa, there's a man from North Europe, there's another from Asian, and it's this multiculturality through you are working, and they are telling you what to see, to think about, because it's a reflexive activity, but you are connected with that.
There are some studies on buildings and technology. And as far as I know, I'm not sure if something
appeared, but as far as I know, pilgrims were quite reluctant to share their experiences, at least their spiritual experiences, online, let's say. So it's true that there are some tools, for example, to help you to organize the pilgrimage, and you may find some apps, some guides, for example, especially for the Santiago's pilgrimage, where they told you where you can stay, for example, where you can sleep, and these things. But then in terms of sharing, for example, experiences, it's quite hard to find these. They don't do these, because I think it's something that they feel it deep inside, so it's not that something that we're going to share. So I don't know if this much, so maybe they are going to say, go and eat this place because you're going to have good food or local food or whatever. But I'm not sure if then the next level, which is the spiritual experience or how to link food with the spirituality, will appear on social networks and these things. But it could be interesting to do this. So this is nice research. If someone wants, it's nice research to do.
The next level of research,
yeah.
Also, I think that it's important, the motivation of the pilgrimage. I mean, it's not the same those who make the route because of the faith, or those who do it with friends to have fun and all of that. Maybe can fit this in a specific pilgrim, but not the one who moves for faith. And
so just to say that Maria says that interesting research also. Just to say, they are just commenting on the chat also about this discussion, and they agree that it could be interesting. Yep.
I just wanted to say maybe the presentation that Maria made about the use of the literature could be very useful in this case. I mean, if you can find some texts from St. Ignatius and have some menus inspired by his philosophy along that route, could be another way in without having to go into too much. If you don't have much research on his values, you could use whatever little pieces you have. As you're saying, he's more into quality than quantity. maybe even around that idea, you can build up a menu, have something to do with sharing, that kind of thing. That in different countries now, it's quite popular, you know, this idea of like paying it forward, where you pay for a couple of cups of coffee for whoever comes into the bar next, or we have a boulangerie, a bread shop, where you're, if you buy three baguettes, they give you a fourth one, you put that into the box for somebody who can't afford to buy their bread. So it could be all sorts of ideas like that that have a link to sort of spiritual philosophical idea.
You should stay here.
I don't want to just to hijack the room all the time, but what you're talking about when integrating technology is very much a continuation of the marketing purpose. So, and the exposition of the whatever offers there are, also culinary. What I'm talking about is also expanding into the religious experience, the spiritual experience itself. So when I gave the example yesterday about the eat with, for example, it's very much about meeting people, not only meeting the host, but also meeting other tourists. I can imagine, I'm not really deep into spirituality, but I could imagine that I might find it interesting to meet up with people along the route who can actually help me reflect, make prayers, take the food in a kind of spiritual way, in another way that I'm used to or know about myself. And it's not necessarily people who are professional along the route. It could also be co-walkers, co-pilgrims. And how do I meet these people? How do we link up? How do we actually communicate along the route? And how can we also, of course, link up with the providers of food or the churches, the prayer places or whatever is available along the route, so that we can expand the spiritual experience that we have. I'm blabbing around. I don't know what this could be, but yeah, you have a suggestion.
So hello everyone. I'm also studying the San Ignacio Way, and actually there's something really interesting about this, because as she said, it's not a very well-known way in Spain, and it's competing in terms of marketing and getting pilgrims and visitors against Santiago, obviously. But there's a key that is really important in the San Ignacio Way, and it's the spiritual exercises. So when the pilgrim, the visitor, goes on this road, at the end of the road, you go to the Cova de Manresa, and then you get the chance to actually have this perfect ending of your pilgrimage. You do the exercises, and there's actually something related to prayers and rituals that are very important. For example, I get the chance to go to the Cova, and I did a retreat during a couple of days. And when you go to meet with the other students, pilgrims, visitors, whatever, you are like, they order you to be quiet for the entire retreat, and you can only speak when they ask you to. And for example, when you are going to have a meal, you have to sit down quietly. You pray, and there's a guide that prays for all of us, and then you get to appreciate what you're actually eating in that moment. And then you can spiritually connect with that meal, because there's something important with San Ignacio. And then he struggled during his life, fighting through this abstinence of eating in terms of sacrificing himself to find God and to find his spirituality. And then after he almost died, because he was he had a lack of food, because he wanted to replace that in terms of gaining something spiritual, he realized that God wasn't asking him for that kind of sacrifices. So he wanted him to meet spiritually and eat something. I mean, his diet was also related to his spirituality. And when you go to the Cova de Manresa and you have the chance to eat there, they will serve you food that is very soft, then also from the region, but you get to appreciate everything. So you also appreciate the traditions of Catalan food, for example, in the heritage that it's in it. And there's another thing that Manresa is actually developing a lot of tourist things and activities and forms to show what they are, and embracing this slogan of San Ignacy to show what they already have in their culture, in their traditions, and they're actually growing really fast. It's not only because this is the year of San Ignacy or anything, but this is like the common thing right now. And how to link this spirituality to their daily life practices is one of the hardest things to do. And also to get to people, not only pilgrims, visitors, to get involved into this and to finally understand the main objective of this is finding yourself, but how? Linking yourself with a destination that can lead you to protect better your environment, for example, to go visit it often, try to find meaningful experiences that leads you to something bigger. So that's the discussion nowadays. And it's really interesting because we're growing on this research and trying to find ways to get involved with this, that finally it will lead you to something bigger for yourself, your spirituality and your connection with the world.
Also, the marketing that Manresa is using this year is saying Manresa is the end of one road, but it's the beginning of the other, because they want to not being this year the end, if not keep trying to make activities, improve tourism, improve the pilgrimage experiences, just for making the this part of Catalonia that maybe is not known, but I think that they have a great potential to being a great destination, and at least in terms of spirituality and also gastronomy.
Yeah, you have the entire environment to link with nature. It's just incredible. So,
right. Thank you. Thank you.
How long is the route? Can we all go on it?
We can. Mm-hmm.